Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
What are we watching this week? I forgot your music. See, doesn't it feel so empty without
it?
It's just
so bland.
I know, because it's like Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Nothing.
Boom.
May is already off to a fantabulous start.
Well, you know
or
what?
Or we can just change it up to Under the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and we're back.
Under the Sea.
Under the brought sea. It back.
Listen to
That doesn't work.
Does that feel
there
better?
We go. Oh, there we go.
Okay, he feels better now.
Now it feels like home.
Under the Sea.
Yes, because there's so many things that we need to watch this weekend because we have nothing else to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is going to be a really nice weekend, though. So when you're not watching stuff, get outside.
Fire pit weekend, man.
Yeah. Stay away from other people, but get outside. Get you a fire pit going.
Today, it will be breezy, so not a fire pit weekend, but tomorrow. Tomorrow's your fire
Saturday.
Pit
day. Saturday. All right, well, today, I'm going to give you a couple things that you can watch before you get out to your fire pit.
Okay.
One thing's on Netflix. The other two are on Hulu.
All right.
On Netflix, I'm a big fan of nostalgia. And I think whenever I do have children, I want to share some of the things that I grew up with them. Whether it be wrestling, sports, whatever.
And I will say, it as someone with kids, that it is so fun when they like it.
Yes.
Something that you liked.
Yeah.
Because then it's just, you get to sit there, you get to enjoy it in a completely different way. And it's just fun to do that. It's why I've had such an affection for Star Wars in my adult life. And because it's not that I think the movies are that great. Like, they're fine.
Uh-huh.
But I really love Star Wars now because I can watch it with my son and we can we can enjoy. And
he's loving him too.
By the way, Monica, you don't know this yet, but Monday is Star Wars for Dummies because it's that day you hate, May the 4th. Be with you.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to play that. Sorry.
So just be ready.
Okay.
So, yeah. So on Netflix, there's a documentary called The Toys That Made Us.
Okay. I've heard of this.
Yeah. So it's a documentary where it just goes down the history of different toys that come out, the upgrades on them, how we enjoyed them, the toy franchises, how they were created, the changes they went through. And this is something perfect for the whole family to watch together because you get interesting nuggets of knowledge that you had no clue about G.I. Joes or Barbies or He-Man or whatever.
Yeah, which is not. So you get those little tidbits and then the kids want to play with the toys. They
like
that. And it gets them excited to play with those same toys that you had. And a lot of times people come in, you go down the basement, you bust them out. You're like, here's the G.I. Joes.
But the only drawback, if you don't currently own those G.I. Joes, you look on the internet to purchase those G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
They've been marked up quite a bit.
Yeah, because some of us were stupid and we sold them at yard sales for a dollar when we were 12 years old.
Those
we
Barbie
money.
Dolls are $75 a piece now or
oh
something.
Oh, my God.
Legos are $1,000.
I threw all mine away.
I know. I sold mine at a yard sale when I was like 13 years old because I wanted some money so I could buy Nintendo games. And I sold, and it still hurts me to this day, Antoine. This one's going to hurt you too. I had a ton of those old WWF wrestling dolls, the big ones, like the big hard rubber ones.
I did too, like Brutus the Barber, Beef King, and stuff like that. Yeah.
I had all of them, and I sold each of them for $1 each.
You were hard up for it.
I'm an idiot.
It was stupid.
Sold them He-Mans too, $1 a piece.
It's stupid. All right. Well, I have another question for you guys.
Uh-huh.
If I were to offer you something to make you look like your younger self, like mid 20s.
No, I said yes.
Oh, you just said yes.
I already said yes.
I didn't even say the age. Oh, like, yeah. Whatever it is. Yesterday, I'll take it.
I've looked pretty bad last
month.
So
we're going to Gemini man it up.
Yes, we are.
Well, yes, but the only one of you exists. It's not going to be two of you at the same time. On Hulu, there's a show called Bloom. B-L-O-O-M.
All right.
So a flood comes through this town. Unfortunately, it kills 5 people. But the area where those people died, a mysterious plant blooms.
Interesting.
Roll credits. That's why the name's there. And if you eat the plant, it takes you back to a younger self. So, like, for example, in the TV show, there's an older lady who was once this actress.
Okay.
She was beautiful. Mm-hmm. She was starring in everything. And her husband gives her the flower, and she eats the plant, and she goes back to being mid-20s. But everything that came along when you were 20s comes along the same. So, like, your energy level, your sexual appetite, all of that comes back.
I like all those things.
But everybody becomes junkies because it doesn't last forever.
Oh, and you gotta keep eating the plant.
So if you eat too much of it, do you like turn into a cell? Like, you know, like you just eat so much, you just go back into the beginning stage.
I wish I had control of the crickets button.
I really wish.
What?
Well, I was wondering, like, does it, you know, because people that do, they get all,
it's set. It's that whatever age it takes you to, that's the age. No matter how much of the plant you eat,
you keep going back. Yeah, that's right. You get greedy, and then all of a sudden,
it's not a buffet.
Right?
You're like, I'm beginning sale.
Yeah, then you're just an amoeba, some phytoplankton, that kind of thing. I mean, I thought maybe like meth junkies. Do you get bloom teeth? Does it mess up with teeth?
No, it's not bloom teeth.
Do you get to pick the age, or does the plant pick the age?
The plant picks the age.
Oh my! See, because then I'd be afraid to eat the plant. Because you know what's going to happen to me? I get all excited. I'm going to eat this plant. I'm young. It's going to take me back to when I was like 16, had bad hair and no girlfriends. I'm like, wow.
But then you slowly age back, but then you eat more of the plant, and it becomes this whole big issue. Everybody's trying to eat the plant. Do you eat the plant? Is it not safe? What health issues come down the road?
How many calories are in this plant? Is the plant on the keto diet?
Is it keto friendly? That's
a lot of questions.
But yes, so that's Bloom on Hulu.
Antoine doesn't like our questions, Monica.
Your question is stupid. All right, and also on Hulu, Little Fires Everywhere. This one's very popular. It stars Reese Witherspoon. And I cannot think of her name right now. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Kerry Washington?
Yes. Exactly. I was going to say Olivia Pope from Scandal.
Sure. You could have said either of them. I wouldn't know. If you said it with authority, I'd be like, yeah, her.
But this one's based off of a book. So if you watch the show, you pretty much read the book. So that's like extra credit.
Counts
right
as reading. Yeah. When you put the subtitles on, you read a book this week. A novel.
Yes, exactly. Kerry Washington, her character is a single mom. Moves into this rental property that's owned by Reese Witherspoon.
Gotcha.
This show is all about race and class and politics. It's just like the dynamics of society.
Okay, and I've seen people on Facebook. They're really into this show.
Yeah,
they like
you get
this
really
thing.
Into it. They said that it's so addictive after you watch the first episode.
Uh-huh.
Whether you love the show or hate the show,
it's just
you're going to keep watching the show to watch the interactions.
Like
between
meth, you're just addicted to it, whether you love
it
or hate it.
You don't even enjoy doing it.
Like the Bloom plant, you end up back as a cell. So Little Fires Everywhere, which is, I get it confused with Big Little Lies, which is not that show.
That is not that show.
Because Reese Witherspoon's on that show too, isn't she?
Is she? I don't know. I've never seen that show.
We're going to go with yes on that one.
She is on that show.
But that's where it gets confusing. So Little Fires Everywhere.
Yes. So on Hulu, we have Little Fires Everywhere starring Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. Mm-hmm. Also on Hulu, we have Bloom, where you can eat the plant and become younger.
See, you don't get to pick the age. I mean, Monica, what if you end up as the fetus? You're like, oh my God, I'm a fetus. Now what?
You don't become the fetus, guys.
Well, the plant decides.
It doesn't happen on this show.
You got to ask the plant, please don't make me a fetus. Like, can you throw in a request?
Yeah. No request. It's like a DJ at a... Well, not DJ the wedding because they take
a lot of them don't play requests. They get all snotty about it.
And Netflix, The Toys That Made Us, a documentary that take you down the road of nostalgia and the toys that you loved. Yep.
And again, I know what's going to happen. I said that it's good. The Bloom's going to take me back to like when I'm 15. I got no girlfriends. I got no license.
And now you're playing with the toys.
Or it's going to do the opposite. It's going to take me back to the day before the coronavirus started. I'm like, oh, no. No.
That would stink.
But look, you have a fresh haircut.
Like, that's true.
That's about the only thing I have.